The first reading today, the prophet Isaiah calls us to turn to God and call upon him while he is near, to call upon him while he may be found. There are many people who seem to think that God has abandoned us because of the things that we see going on in the world, in the church. God hasn't abandoned us. We've abandoned God. He's very much with us, and he's very near to us. But do we recognize that? When we look at what's going on and it doesn't make much sense to us because it isn't logical what's going on, it's just plain evil what's going on, and evil is not logical. But God says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. So the only way we're going to come to understand what is happening is if we draw near to God, to be able to conform ourselves more and more to the mind, to the will of Almighty God. That's what the spiritual life is all about, is becoming conformed to Christ, being transformed into union with God. That's something that is possible for each and every one of us. That's not something that is reserved to monks and nuns in monasteries. It is there for every one of us. And that's what God is calling all of us to. The question always is, do we want that? And sadly, for a lot of people, the answer is no. We want to be conformed to the world. And so that's why Isaiah says, let the scoundrel forsake his ways, let the sinner reject those things and turn to the Lord, because he is almighty and he is merciful. But if we don't want his mercy, we can't receive it. The mercy is there. It's there for our asking. It's there for us to receive. Some of us think that we're too big as sinners and God can't have mercy on us. Others don't care about God's mercy because they think that God has abandoned them. God's mercy is infinite if we are willing to change our lives, but that's a huge if. If we are willing to change our lives. God wants more than anything to extend his mercy to us. Once again, that doesn't make sense to us. We can't earn his mercy. It is a gift. But we do have to at least try to prepare ourselves to receive it, to be able to have our hearts open so that we can receive his mercy. That again is conforming ourselves to him. It's what he desires for us. He told us at the end of the reading that his word will achieve the end for which he sent it. No word of God is without power. It will achieve the end for which it was sent. Jesus is the Word of God. He achieved the end for which he was sent. He brought about the salvation of the human race. But once again, the question is, how many in the human race want his salvation? But he also gave us his word, which is in the sacred scriptures. How much do we know that? How much do we read it? It's the Word of God. We're willing to read the Word of everybody else or listen to all these goofball things on the internet, but the Word of God we just ignore. If the Word of God is going to fulfill the purpose for which it was sent, we really need to know what it says. Because everything that we see going on is written in sacred scripture. It's all there. We don't need to panic. We don't need to worry. What we do need to do is find God in the midst of it and then we can be at peace. His word is there for us in the sacred scriptures, in the Holy Eucharist. He is not far from us. He has not abandoned us. He is there for us. He hears us. Do we hear him? Do we conform ourselves to him? Or do we try to force him to conform himself to us, which is really dumb because he's not going to? So those are the kinds of things we want to look at. It's all there for us. If we will simply make ourselves available to it, to open our hearts, to open our minds, to be able to receive his word, to conform ourselves to him, so that we can do things his way, so that we can actually be the persons he made us to be. That's what it is that he desires. So I guess if you look at the gospel and we see the Lord kicking everything out of the temple, guess what St. Paul said about you? You are the temple of the Lord. Bring the Lord in, he's going to kick everything out that doesn't belong there. Maybe that's why we don't really want him in there, because we like our sins more than we like him, because we'd rather hang on to the things that are not good rather than having him who is only good. But if we're willing to open the heart, if we're willing to conform ourselves to him, if we're willing to allow him in, he will run all that garbage out. He is the one who will purify the temple of our own self. And then we can be conformed to Christ. And when that conformity is there, then something wonderful takes place, a transformation, so that our thoughts become like his thoughts. Our ways become like his ways. That's what he desires for us, to be conformed, to be transformed, to be changed, to be the persons he made us to be persons who live and act as images of God.